I was watching Maury the other day.
Oh, where are you now?
It was just on.
Checky. Checky, check, check.
Woman,
one, two.
She has just on. She has a boyfriend, and he, like, works.
I can't control what's on the TV.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's good to hear the sound of my own voice. God, I love me. Is there anything greater than the great one himself?
So
no,
guy,
there isn't.
He's not even free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating
I'm
his
amazing.
Genes better than the girl's
I mean,
boyfriend.
Do you guys understand how fortunate you are to hear the
like,
sound of my voice three times a week when I get around to doing
too,
the podcast? This was supposed to be the sound check, but you know, I'm just going to keep going
because
I feel that fucking good. That's how good I feel. I'm feeling myself right now.
In that case, she wins and he wins.
Oh, yeah, I feel good.
Her boyfriend loses big time.
That's why when it comes to chicks, I just screw them and leave them. I say, get out of my bedroom, poontank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society.
What have they done, Clary? What?
Everything.
Oh, everything.
Before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful because what they can do it all, but if they
do it
all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Why we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children? Why we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people? And gosh, society is getting worse.
And you cucks, you talk about saving Western civilization, but you're too cucked to turn off the welfare and let the single mother starve, because the children.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man. When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Yes, she does. I can vouch for that. My fur baby! Fur baby! Fur baby!
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
What's your question?
Why? Why is it?
Why?
Nearly 100%. I'm sure there's one or two of you out there. Why is it nearly 100%?
There's one woman,
of
yeah.
The feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize.
Because parasitism. That's why. That ass.
Trigger warning.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Who doesn't have a lot of testosterone? Women.
No, I know.
Women.
And soy boys.
Trigger warning.
Single moms are tough and independent.
Ooh.
No, they're not. No, they're not even close.
As long as
it's
they're getting food stamps.
Just in general to how you cannot rely on what girls say.
Oh, God,
no. It's sad. And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
They're unreliable. This is not just something people make up.
Now, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
What? Click on the
bitch.
You, bitch?
Good morning, children. All right, we're getting the podcast squeezed in here. It is Sunday, April 28th, in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, otherwise known as the Cuck and Fuhrer, who has still not built a wall or put Hillary Clinton in jail. I mean, oh my God, how hard is it to put one fucking person in jail? We do it all the time. I guess, I don't know, maybe he's busy building the roads. After all, without the government, wouldn't be any roads. All right, anyway, let's get down to fucking business. By the way, I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, been on the internet for motherfucking 20 years, almost, 19.5, podcasting for 14 years or something like that. You can send me email at God, it's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com, on the interwebs. And hopefully, hope is not a process. I have a vision that in the near future, I'm going to emerge onto the other side of all of this shit and have time to sit down and do some massive podcasting, get caught up on listener emails and comments and all this other stuff. But until now, Sunday morning, I got to leave here in a little bit. I got to go back and do more fucking work because it's never stops, never fucking stops. Got to build this set. That's taking forever because nobody shows. And just anyway, We don't want to. We're going to bitch about women today. We're not going to bitch about theater. Here we go. Are you ready? You know what's coming because you saw the title of the episode. So you know what you're here for. I know what you're here for. Everybody knows what you're here for. The great one. Would you just fucking give it to us? That's what the girls say to me. The great one. Will you just give it to me? Just give it to me long and hard. Yes, yes. Just shut your mouth. Give it to you long and hard. And then you can go make me a fucking pie. Okay. Have a drink of coffee here. Here we go. Dear E. Jean, my boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years, and for those 2 years, I've had to put up with his cat, a product of his last relationship. Hold on. There's a woman complaining about putting up with her boyfriend's cat. Okay, here's some role reversal for us. I can't wait to see where this goes. I'm not a fan of cats. Oh, well, maybe you should be dating TJ Martinell then, because he doesn't understand the cats are superior either. I'm not a fan of cats, so you're not, actually, you're not really girlfriend material for any kind of a quality man. I am not a fan of cats, and the fact that this cat belonged to his ex-girlfriend, it bothers me a lot. Yes, because women hate other women, and because you hate this guy's ex-girlfriend, because in your mind you're still competing with her, and you see her as a threat, and I'm going to take a wild, wild guess that his ex-girlfriend is both younger and thinner than you are. Because if his ex-girlfriend was older and fatter than you, this wouldn't be an issue. So, and is it really the cat? Or is the cat simply a, what's the word I'm looking for? Is the real problem the ex-girlfriend and your projecting your fear that the ex-girlfriend is going to take him back or whatever, and you're projecting that onto the cat? Okay, my boyfriend has forgiven me for not liking his cat and told me I can give it away if I feel that strongly. Okay, hold on. Stop. You are going to... You, the boyfriend, you are going to allow a woman to get rid of your pet. The cat, dog, fish, bird, lizard, whatever. No. You, really? You're going to allow a woman to make the decision to get rid of your pet. Okay. You are not boyfriend material. You do not allow women. First of all, you don't allow women to make decisions. Secondly, you don't allow women to make important decisions. Third, you do not allow women to make important decisions about your property. Fourth, you don't allow women to make important decisions about your property when that property happens to be a sentient creature. And the great one doesn't particularly like dogs. I don't hate dogs. I don't kick dogs for the fun of it, but I don't like dogs. But I would not even let a woman make a decision about a fucking dog. One reason I don't think women should be allowed to own dogs is because women are too stupid to properly take care of the dogs. I know this because I've seen it too many fucking times. The one neighbor I had for a while, she had three dogs who would sit in the... You guys probably have heard them on this podcast. She moved years ago, thank God. And they would sit in the backyard and just bark and howl all day. They attacked people. There'd be notes on her door from animal control. Your dog bit somebody again, blah. It's like she could not fucking raise them, could not control them. Okay, this is why women should not be allowed to own animals. As I've said before, women have become so fucking retarded and degraded. Because owning an animal is pretty close to raising children, which is what women were biologically designed to do. But women have become so fucked up by, you know, all the things, by the inbreeding, by the interbreeding, by their parasitism, by the brainwashing of feminism, so forth and so on. They can't even do the thing they're biologically designed to do, raise children, much less raise animals. All right, so boyfriend, you're getting anything you get here, you deserve. You do not allow a woman to make a fucking decision to get rid of your animal. But I'm starting to feel like a complete bitch for doing so, even though he's given me the green light. What should I do? Okay, well, you should understand that yes, you are a complete bitch. And what you should do, even though, well, but this guy's a pussy. I mean, I would say you should leave him so that he can find a real woman. But the thing is, he doesn't deserve a real woman because he's allowing a woman to get rid of his cat if she feels like doing so because she's jealous of his ex, who is younger and thinner than she is. So actually, you should stay with him. You should get rid of the cat, and you should stay with him, and you should make his life miserable because that's what he deserves for being a giant fucking pussy. Dear Eugene, I'm a guy who's writing to a woman for advice, probably about women, which is the stupidest thing you can do. Once again, see, I used to think, oh, I need advice about women. I should ask one of my female friends. I should get advice about women from a woman. There was a time in my life when that made total sense. And then I pulled my head out of my ass and I realized that no, going to a woman for advice about women is the worst thing you could possibly fucking do. All right, here we go. Dear Eugene, I'm a guy who's been interested in a stunningly beautiful coworker for a long time. Okay, here's our first potential problem, coworker. Great one. Haven't you tried to bang your coworkers? Yes, do as I say, not as I do. Both of us are 27, and recently we started becoming much closer friends. Okay, you can't be friends with women. I sleep... Oh, whoa, 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 hold on. Okay, hold on. Whoa. I sleep over... By the way, in case this is your first time around, I have not pre-read this. This is 100% cold. I have no idea what's coming. Throw that disclaimer in. I sleep over at her house about once a week. More often than not, on the couch. Okay, first of all, if she's letting you sleep over at her house, I'd call that a potential green light. And what do you mean more often than not on the couch? So where else do you sleep other than the couch? The first night I was over, we slept together. Oh! Wait, so the first night you were over, you slept together, and then you started sleeping on the couch, so you backed. No, no, you don't back off. You always push forward. Once again, I know this from experience, not necessarily because I've been so successful with it, but because I've seen backing off lead to my failure plenty of times. Always going forward, always pushing forward, always pushing the boundaries. Always push forward. I don't mean push forward to the point like you're drugging her and raping her, not that kind of pushing forward, right? But when you've gone too far, these strong, independent women, they will let you know you've gone too far. Trust me, okay? Women are not as helpless as they want you to think they are so that they can play the victim card and get more free shit, okay? If you really, genuinely go too far with a fucking woman, she will let you know. They act all helpless and stupid and retarded, and they partially are, but they're partially not. A lot of that's an act in order to get attention. If you slept with her once, then the next time you came over, you don't go to the couch, you get in the bed with her. If she doesn't want you in the bed with her, she will let you fucking know. All right. The first night I was over, we slept together. She was wasted. I'm not much of a drinker, and it went very well. The next day, however, she made it clear that we're going to be, quote, strictly friends, unquote. Well, you can be friends with her and still fuck. Remember, words to women mean different things than they do to men. Strictly friends sounds a lot like fuck buddies to me. Now I find that every time I stay over, she tries to get us both drunk. Okay, oh my God, fucking Christ. She's trying to get both of you drunk because she wants you to fuck her, but she wants to have plausible deniability. She wants to be able to say, oh, I had sex with him, but I'm not responsible for having sex with him because I was drunk and he was drunk. She wants you to fuck her, but she doesn't want to be held accountable. She doesn't want anyone to know that she wants you to fuck her. That's what she's doing. I know a chick like that too. Don't see her very often, but when we see each other and alcohol is involved, very flirty and touchy and all this other shit. When she's sober, oh no, we ain't having none of that. Why can she only sleep with me when she's high? I just explained that to you. She wants to have an out. She wants to be able to say, oh, it wasn't my fault. She wants your cock, but she doesn't want anyone to know she wants your cock. She doesn't want to own it. Right? Women always want to be able to excuse their behavior because this is part of their slut defense, right? She doesn't want anyone to say, oh my God, you're fucking your coworker. You're such a slut, right? She goes, oh, no. It wasn't intentional. I was drunk and he was drunk and it just happened, right? That's a woman phrase right there. It just happened. Right? You ever wonder, there's no history excludes women and talk about women and the things women have done and achieved. No, women have never done, achieved, invented, created anything. You know why? Men invent things. Men discover things. Men create things. Men are like, okay, I'm Lewis and this is Clark and we're going to get in a fucking canoe and we're going to paddle across the fucking country. Yeah, I'm fucking Tesla and I'm going to do shit with electricity, right? I'm Leonardo da Vinci and I'm going to invent a helicopter with nothing but a piece of paper and a fucking ink pen, right? Okay, men, with women, things just happen to them. Women go through their whole lives, oh, it just happened. I didn't want to have sex with my coworker. It just happened. Things just happened to them. They're standing there. It just happened. I was taken up by space aliens and impregnated with a squid tentacle. I was on 19 different forms of birth control, but my pregnancy just happened. It just happened. Just happened. That's the story of every fucking life of every goddamn woman alive. It just happened. They have no control. It just happened. On three separate occasions, we've had sex. You fucked her at least three times, and you're sleeping on the couch still. Once again, you kind of deserve what you're getting. On three separate occasions, we've had sex with her being under the influence and the next morning I go back to square one, like it's 51st dates. Yes, and also let's also remember, you keep going back. I hope this chick is really hot. I mean, she, with what you're putting up with, this chick better be an 8 or better. If she's an 8 or better, I could forgive you. I mean, if she was an 8 or better, I might put up with this. I'm not sure about the sleeping on the couch thing. But if she was an 8 or better, okay. She's a 7 or less, you're a moron. And as long as you're not thinking this is some weird exclusive thing, like if you're still chasing other girls and you're doing this chick on the side, okay, you've got a fuck buddy who's bipolar. Okay, that, sure, I'll let you get away with that. Okay, I don't like drinking, and I don't like the idea that she and I need alcohol to have sex. No, she needs alcohol to have sex, not you. She needs alcohol to have sex. I really like her, so how can I get this to work? You can't. Here's your answer, buddy. You can't. She might be fuckable, but she's broken. I don't know exactly what you mean by work, but by how can you get this to work, if you mean how can you convert this into any semblance of a normal, sane, long-term, stable relationship between two adult human beings, you can't. Keep her as a fuck buddy. Date other girls. Find a female who is more normal than this one. Not rocket science. Not rocket science at all. Dear Eugene, I'm a 25-year-old TV crime reporter Is that even a thing? I'm a 25-year-old TV crime reporter with a secret sexual relationship. My God, she's having sex with a single 36-year-old police officer. All right, well, I mean, so far, I don't see the problem. He's 11 years older than you, which is exactly what women like. He's actually single. I mean, you're not fucking a guy who's married. Well, congratulations. He's a police officer. All, you know, women, firemen and police officers, that's who they want to fuck. Aside from the fact that this may be a conflict of interest professionally. Oh, here we go. Okay. Now, of course, okay, aside from the fact that this may be a conflict of interest professionally, it's not. I also have a boyfriend with whom I've lived for 11 months. Alpha fucks, beta cucks. She's got the boyfriend she's living with who pays her bills because she's a journalist. She's not making any money. But she's fucking the fucking alpha male cop who's 11 years older than her. No surprises here. Yes, yes, my friends, yes. All women are like that. Oh, no, great one. I know this one woman. Yes, yes, you know this one woman who currently, right this moment, is not fucking another man in addition to her boyfriend. Congratulations. Congratulations. You know one woman who is currently not fucking another guy. Good for you. All right. The cop has known about the boyfriend all along. Yeah, that's called cucking, and he's loving every minute of it. Men love fucking other men's girlfriends. This is a fact. I'm a man. I love banging a chick who has a boyfriend or a husband. Or even nearly banging a chick. Or even kissing a chick with a boyfriend or a husband. Or even putting my arm around a chick with a boyfriend or a husband. We love it. The relationship with the boyfriend... Okay. Oh my God. It just all becomes more and more clear by the sentence. Okay. The relationship with the boyfriend is lacking both romantically and sexually. Okay, so if her relationship with her boyfriend has no romance and has no sexuality, what's left? Provisioning, resources, money, finances, parasitism. The boyfriend is an ATM. He also ridicules my body. Well, are you fat? I mean, I don't know. And pressures me to get a boob job. Okay, so you're flat-chested. As painful as it is, the great one must always be intellectually honest. This is why I'm right. It's why I'm always right. It's why I've always been right. It's why I will always be right. It's because I'm never wrong. Because I am always intellectually honest as I can be, given the flaws of the biochemistry of my human brain, which is still superior to yours. Not superior, of course, to the brains of the Jews with their triple-digit IQs. We had to get a Jew comment somewhere in the podcast. Oh my God! Speaking of girls and Jews. So, how do you get a Jewish girl's number? You roll up her sleeve. Okay. If your boyfriend is complaining that your tits aren't big enough, if your boyfriend, and see, here's the thing. If the problem, that's the wrong word, but let's go with it because it's not a problem. If the scenario is simply that another human being thinks that your breasts are not large enough, you should move on because as far as the great one is concerned, breast enlargement, and I know there's going to be a bunch of disagreement with me on this from the fucking red pill manosphere. The breast enlargement is body mutilation right up there with piercings and tattoos. It's somebody, a woman in this case, trying to compensate for their There's words for this. Hold on. Give me a minute. Give me a minute, guys. I'm not Stefan Molyneux here. I'm not TJ Martinell. I'm not articulate. I just babble at the microphone, okay? The piercings, the tattoos, this is body mutilation people perform, women perform, in order, in their mind, to try to make themselves more attractive because they know they're not attractive, right? And so they think that mutilating their bodies, which is an indicator of mental illness, will make them more attractive. And it's the same thing with your boob job, okay? If you really think that just, and sure, getting a boob job and getting bigger titties will get men to pay a little more attention to you, but are the kind of men who like fake tits really the kind of men you want to attract? It's like many moons ago, I told this story on the podcast many moons ago, so here's a really short version. talking to this guy, and he's going, yeah, you know, I go out to clubs and I meet girl, try to meet girls, blah, 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 and they think blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, and what I do is I have this wad of money, and he pulls out his wad of money. He says, yeah, I keep a $100 bill on the outside. So I pull it out and I make sure that women see my big wad of money with the $100 bill on the outside, so they think I have a lot of money. And I'm like, okay, that might work, but, and again, I don't know, but is that the kind of women you want to attract? Because I like girls. I've been pretty fucking upfront about that on this podcast. I love girls. I have right over here, right in this room where I stand here right now, I have a real giant wad of money made up of 20s and 50s and 100s, well over $1,000. I could take that and walk out in public and flash it around and try to get a woman to talk to me. But is that the kind of woman I want to talk to? Is that the kind of woman I want to fuck? Is that the kind of woman I would want to potentially have a relationship with or even be fuck buddies with? Because I'll take either or. I'd be perfectly happy to have some fuck buddies. I'd be perfectly happy to have a serious relationship. I'd go either way. I'm not bisexual. Actually, I'm bisexual. I'm trisexual. I can bang redheads or brunettes or blondes. But is that the kind of woman I want to attract? And it's not. So sure, honey, you could get the boob job to make your boyfriend happy. But if that's what your boyfriend needs in order to be happy with you, then is he really what you need? I don't think he is. All right. He also ridicules my body, pressures me to get a boob job. I don't like that he smokes weed all the time and ignores me for his fantasy football. Okay, smoke weed every day. Dude, we all know where the great one feels about people who smoke weed, especially people who smoke weed every day. And he ignores a woman for fantasy football. Hey, I'm going to pay attention to a bunch of overpaid guys running up and down a field with a ball touching each other's butts. Okay, so that's called gay. So your boyfriend is a stoner. He is into fake boobs and he's gay. This next sentence, I'm going to read this again to put this in context. This next sentence is perfect woman. This absolutely sums up womankind right here. It's coming at you. Okay, here we go. The relationship with my boyfriend is lacking both romantically and sexually. He also ridicules my body and pressures me to get a boob job. I don't like that he smokes weed all the time and ignores me for his fantasy football. Otherwise, the rest is great! Exclamation mark. The rest is great. I mean, there's no romance. There's no sexuality. He ridicules her body. He's pressuring her to get a boob job. He smokes weed every day, and he prefers fantasy football over interacting with her. But otherwise, everything else is great. I'm sorry, sweetheart. What the fuck else is there? I'm serious. What else is there? And the obvious comment is, well, he must have a lot of money. And we know he's paying your bills. Okay, but other than, what do you mean the rest is great? What rest? There is no rest. There's nothing else. You've excluded everything. He doesn't like what you look like. He smokes weed. There's no romance. There's no sexuality. But the rest is great. What the fuck are you talking? And she's a journalist, mate. She darn journalism. I'm a TV crime reporter. My God. The fuck is wrong with you broads? What do you mean the rest is great? Jesus fucking Christ. But the cop and I hit it off. He makes me feel beautiful, loves my personality and shows me so much respect. I lose sleep fantasizing about him. Oh my God, but he's 11 years older and is in a completely different place in his life. Yeah, it's called maturity, and it's a place that women will never be, so don't worry about it. I mean, you're a woman. You'll never be responsible for anything in your life. You'll never have to support yourself. You'll never be held accountable. Men will constantly show up to bail you out anytime you fuck up. Okay, you, as a woman, to sit for a woman to say, well, this man is in a completely different place in his life. Every man is in a different place in his life than you are, because men actually have to be accountable for their actions. Men don't get to make up excuses like, oh, it just happened. Men don't get to say things like, yes, I accidentally impregnated a girl because I fell down the stairs, right? Men don't get to say, oh, I was taken up by aliens and squid tentacled. I'm enjoying myself, yet shouldn't I feel worse than I do about breaking all the rules? No, you're a woman. You are exempted from the rules, especially in our modern society. Break up with the boyfriend, and if the cop really likes you this much, and if you like him, and once again, he's a cop, you might just be a fuck buddy. You know, either keep using the boyfriend for his money, which must be there because that's the only possible reason you could have to still be with him, and keep banging the cop, or just dump the boyfriend and hook up with the cop permanently, shack up with it, whatever the fuck it's called nowadays. Oh, God. Dear E. Jean, oh, God. Okay, guys, this one's going to be good. I need a breath. I need a moment. Okay, here we go. Dear E. Jean, I've been thinking about finding myself a sugar daddy. It's almost as if women just don't have to provide for themselves. As if they can be parasitical children for their entire existence. When they're young, they can parasite off their parents, their father. Then they can parasite off of their boyfriends while they fuck police officers. And then when they get old and they hit the wall, they can parasite off of the taxpayers by getting a job at a nonprofit. Okay. I've been thinking about finding myself a sugar daddy. As a little girl, I dreamed of living a lavish lifestyle. But sadly, I was not born into wealth. Right, she was not born into wealth. Now, she could have gone out and, like a strong, independent woman, she could have earned. So, oh, no, whoa, stop. Great one. Did you just begin to imply that a woman could earn something? Oh, that's so misogynistic. You see, women don't have to earn things. See, a woman should not have to earn wealth. It should just happen to her. She should be sitting there on the couch, watching Game of Thrones, eating bonbons, and wealth. It should just happen to her. She'd be sitting there and aliens appear and they'd lift her up in the sky and they would impregnate her with wealth using squid tentacles. They would use squid tentacles to impregnate money into her bank account. Have you heard of working, sweetie? Have you heard of... Never mind. There's no... No, you haven't. Now that I'm older, 22, she's 22 years old. now that she's older, she's not any wiser, she's not any smarter, she's not any more competent. None of those things just happened to her, but you know what is just happening to her? She sees the wall coming. She's 22, and I we'll keep reading. I bet you she sees the wall coming. All right. Now that I'm older, 22, everybody tells me, continue with grad school. Find a good job. But I need. Okay, those three words. There's the female psyche right now, right there. There it is, the female psyche. National debt can't possibly be sustainable. Social security can't, mathematically impossible to sustain throughout the future. Inflation, deflation, Federal Reserve, but I need. Once again, this is why women cannot make political decisions, should not be allowed to make political decisions. Men look at things and go, think shit's really fucked up. War in Afghanistan, okay, homeless people. A lot of people on welfare, single, okay, what can we do about this? How can we begin rectifying these situations to make society stronger, to build back the nation, to increase the economy? And women sit there and go, but I need. Oh, but we gotta let women vote, don't we, you fucking cucks? But I need to be wealthy like yesterday. 22-year-old girl. But I need to be wealthy, yesterday. She needs to be wealthy, like yesterday. Do you fucking faggot cucks out there not understand? This 22-year-old girl, she needs to be wealthy, like yesterday. Why are you not on this? All she's got to do is get an Instagram account and post a picture of her titties, and you would just flood her with money, wouldn't you fucking cucks? Oh my God, she needs to be wealthy yesterday. I can send you some money. I sure am glad that 22-year-old women are allowed to vote and have jobs. I'm sure she's going to be a strong contributor to the economy. You know why women don't make history? Because women like this don't do anything that's worthy of making history. You think this chick's going to, figure out electricity, dark matter? She's going to participate in space exploration? Is she going to do anything? But I need to be wealthy like yesterday. Balling on a budget is just not my thing. Balling on a budget is just not my thing. Okay, I feel, just happened, but I feel I should be spoiled and waited on hand and foot. And I think a sugar daddy would do that for me. You, my dear, you need to have your ass beat. Because you're a child. You are a 22-year-old, 12-year-old girl. Hold on one second. I got to make a note. And we'll get back to this. All right, I thought of a great title for this episode. I had to write it down before I forget it. Now, you know, normally I don't read the E-Gene responses, but so E-Gene communicated back to this girl, and she said, E-Gene says this, "So tell me just one thing before I answer. Do you have a boyfriend?" Now, let me give you guys a moment. Do you think Miss Sugar Baby Wannabe has a boyfriend? Yes or no? Okay, are we ready? Here's the answer. "Dear E-Gene, no. In fact, I've never had a boyfriend, ever, exclamation mark." Now, I don't know about you, but I'm shocked. I am shocked that this girl has never had a boyfriend. I mean, she's obviously pretty fucking quality. She wants to be wealthy like yesterday. And she wants a man to wait on her hand and foot like she's a princess. And she wants unlimited money. She wants to be wealthy because she needs to be wealthy, because balling on a budget is just not her style. I cannot believe that men are not lining up to date this. TJ Martinell. Hey, TJ, this could be the girl for you. I wonder if she likes dogs. Maybe I'll contact E-Gene. I'll see if I can get you guys hooked up. I mean, this is the perfect girlfriend right here. I cannot imagine a woman. I mean, like, when I think about the perfect woman I would like to date, this is exactly the kind of girl that comes to my mind. And look, Once again, how can you be a woman in the current year, the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trumpenfuhrer, 2019, be 22 years old and have never had a boyfriend? Okay, there has to be something drastically wrong with you as a woman to be 22 years old and never had a boyfriend. Like, if you're a man and you're 22 years old, you've never had a girlfriend, I mean, given, you know, the odds that you're a soy boy, sure, that's very possible. You could be almost normal and still be 22 years old and never have a girlfriend, considering how fucked up women are and how picky they are. But to be, if you're a woman and you're 22 years old and you've never had a boyfriend, there's something really wrong with you. Because all a woman has to do, boyfriends just happen. And that's one thing right, all you have to do to be a woman and get a boyfriend is be a woman and just go outside. Men will approach you. If you're even reasonably attractive, there will be men out there. They may not be quality men, but there will be men wanting to date you. The fact that this girl is 22 fucking years old and never has a boyfriend tells us that either she is incredibly ugly, incredibly fat, or her mental illness is just so obvious to everyone around her that no man will go near her. You, sweetheart, you're garbage. You are a complete piece of shit. And unfortunately, I think you're representative of a large portion of the female population. "Dear E-Gene, I have a career. I have a career that I love and a boyfriend who's funny, sweet, and caring. His dream job is to become a writer. I've always been supportive of the idea, and he moved in and started a blog with the goal of making $2,000 a month by the spring of 2014. Whoa, hell, is this Adam Pickett? Because this is all, well, obviously, this is from before 2014. That's how old this is. This is about Adam Pickett. This is him. All right. As he planned to write all day, and as our hopes were so high, I agreed to take on all his bills. Car payments, student loans, credit card debt. Okay, look, it would be one thing, either way, it would be one thing to support another person, like paying their current bills, but taking on their student loans, their car payments, their credit card debt, that, you know, as in like someone's living with you, okay, look, you can live here with me, I won't charge you rent, and I'm not saying you should do this, I'm saying this would be acceptable, you live with me, I don't charge you rent, I'll feed you. Okay, but no, you need to pay your own bills. You should not pay anybody's bills. Letting your boyfriend or girlfriend live with you rent-free. I know Aaron Clary is freaking out right now because he charges his girlfriend rent, which I agree with. But his girlfriend has a job. So this guy's trying to be a writer. He has no day job. Okay, let him live there for free. You could feed him. You could make him have sex with you. I'd make him do housework, but you don't pay his fucking car payment and his student loans and his credit card bills. Wrong. Okay. I'm now running out of money, have nearly emptied my savings, and in the last 8 months, he's made $77 in total. Okay, once again, I hate to side with the girls because we're supposed to be ripping on the girls, but you need to throw him out. You need to shut this down. You have already gone way too fucking far. No, you should not be taking money out of your savings. But once again, see, this is women. You're so obsessed with, you think you're going to fix people. Men. You think you're going to fix men. You're going to save men. Oh, this man's going to be my boyfriend and he's going to become rich and famous. No, he's not. You need to fucking wake up, honey. Okay. I have tried to be respectful of his effort. That sounds exactly like something a woman would say. You need to be respectful of my effort. No. No, you know why? Because you're not doing any effort, because there's an effort gap, not a wage gap, an effort gap. Okay, she's going to be respectful of his effort. I've tried to be respectful of his effort, but he never raises a finger to help with cooking, cleaning, or dishes. Instead, he complains constantly that I've emasculated him. He emasculated himself. He's not a man. At this point, he is not a man. There's no man anywhere here. Oh, and we haven't had sex in 3 months. I wanted to marry this man. Of course you did, because women always want to marry losers. What can I do to motivate him, or should I even keep trying? No, you throw him the fuck out. You throw him the fuck out, comma, like, comma, yesterday. You throw him the fuck out now.
Hey, women!
Spank that ass. Once again, women attracted to the worst examples of men.
Beautiful in a woman. What is attractive in a woman
is not fake titties
by men.
It's not fake titties.
Straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
Penis happened to me by accident. It's just a wild.
It just happened.
Immaculate conception. I can't believe I have babies. Just happened. They should be able to dance on the water.
Just happened.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash, guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
No, we don't.
That's how men are. Because we're a bit parasite. More goal-oriented. Women are all about protecting their feelings.
Except for this guy. He's not goal-oriented at all.
Reality. They're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
This guy's made $77 in 8 months. And this is the problem. Women, you're attracted to these broken men. Okay? Why have you put up with this for this amount of time? But I wanted to marry him. Jesus Christ, sweetheart. You're not gonna fix this guy. He is broken beyond repair. But you just
love. The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
You just love the broken
man. Every woman
man.
Who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.
It just happened.